Om Shanti, and a warm welcome to those of you who are here, and also a warm welcome to those who are online. And today we have the honor and the pleasure of having Sudesh Didi with us. She is the director of Gyan Sarovar and was previously in Europe and the director of Brahma Kumaris in Europe. And she's an international figure. She has traveled worldwide, sharing her knowledge of not only Gyan, but also of the scriptures. She has an incredible depth of knowledge of the scriptures, which she can bring to light and give us understanding of. And she's also been called the Love Bomb. She will share a lot of love with you, and you have the fortune of her absolute attention and care whilst you are here, and you'll see her many times. She will request your company. I think that's so fortunate for all of us. So a warm welcome to Sudesh Didi, and she is going to speak about seeing the mundane through the spiritual lens. So thank you, Didi, for being with us.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. You know what is the meaning of Prem? Prem means spiritual love, divine love, eternal love, the original nature of the soul and God is love. But I am the bestower, following the Father, to become like the Father. So this is why this mantra, to become a bestower, the quality of love is most important. Selfless love, pure love. And it is one of the original eternal quality of the soul as well as God is love. And in Om Shanti and love, result is happiness, bliss, which is in Hindi is called Anand. Anand. So Om Shanti, Om Love, Om Anand. Greetings to all of you, as I am meeting you first time in this season, and welcoming you because I have been on service for 3-4 days, and so those who came I have not met. Of course I will meet everyone, but today is welcome and a greeting as well later on session. So now is 20-25 minutes. We speak on the topic of how to become the bestower like the Father. This is the theme of this season. So Baba is praised as bestower in form of the unlimited, all powers he has, but he bestows, he showers, he blesses, he fills in the soul by being himself as he is, what he is, in his eternal form. And he is praised. This is the eternal form of being, the seed of the human world tree. The seed. Seed is very powerful, but very small, full of potential. But if you take a photograph of it, the tree is not visible in it. The fruits that grow through that seed, you cannot photograph it. The greenery, the fresh air, the environment, the shadow, protection the tree gives is also bestowing its qualities. So Baba, as the seed of the human world, or seed in the form of the Creator, of creating the new tree, new world, the golden age. But he is the bestower even throughout the whole cycle. This is why the devotees praise him, and at the same time they beg from him to receive his blessings, his power. But now, by being like the Father, to become a bestower, we also need to have this consciousness that I am a living seed. I, the soul, am an eternal seed which has recorded in it, has potential in it of eternity. Eternity in a sense that the seed has potential, but it does not show if it is just being in a bag. We are also seeds. We souls are in the soul world. Our values remain same with which our values we have accumulated in us, which our sanskaras we have developed of this positive energy in us, and we stay in the soul world. But why do we come here? Were we not happy? Why the population is increasing? Are they not satisfied being in this world of silence? And when they come here, they ask, please give us peace. The soul world is a world of peace. The reason, because the soul is a living thing. Other tree is energy, matter, but it is not called living, but wonder of nature. Nature shows us exactly the laws of nature and laws of spirituality, how they move together. Baba is the spiritual seed, eternal seed, as a creator. And we are also seeds, but the value of the seed is only expressed. Whatever is latent in the seed is only visible and emerged when it came in contact with the other elements. For example, you have maybe 500 seeds and you keep it in a safe bag in right environment for many years. The value will not increase. It will remain same. But out of that bag, only 10 seeds are planted in soil. After few years, the value of that one individual seed of this 10 seeds becomes a garden. It creates the environment. The fruits begin, flowers begin to blossom. Fruit are full of potential, and the beauty of the tree is that the tree doesn't eat its own fruit. Others can eat. The seed is always selfless. In the same way, God is selfless, full of all powers, doesn't use any power for himself. All power, almighty. And his value in the soul world, we don't need his values because we are not with matter. So we also come with the consciousness to enjoy and experience, and at the same time express what we have in us to others. Even a small little child knows voice is not reaching you. Reaching, reader. This helps to keep the throat clean. So, just like the earth helps the seed to grow, so some another energy is needed. So, when it has taken the support, the main quality of the seed is that it is incognito. It grows under the soil, accepts water, another level of energy, receives the sunshine, and expresses itself. It is not selfish, but to give it to others is receiving. So we souls come here, and in the same way, when our qualities become, our action become fruitful, we are able to give it to others. We are able to share. But the consciousness of the seed is that it is always detached. But if you want to get the seed out from a fruit which is unripe, it will never be separated. So in human consciousness, we want to get the fruit beforehand. Before we perform any actions, we want praise, we want appreciation, we want become selfish in one way. And so we are not able to actually grow ourselves properly. So it's incognito. God is incorporeal, at the same time incognito. So our introspection, so this analogy I'm using is to turn within. Introspection, inspect myself, that whatever I have, do I have that consciousness, have patience, and not want the reward before time. But when the fruit time is there, fruit is ready, you don't need, even when it is ripe and sweet, especially mango, right? It is so sweet and soft when it is ripe. When it is unripe, you try to cut it and separate the seed, even with sharp knife, the seed will not become detached. So in order to become detached, we need to have patience, time. Let grow and receive more sunshine, the power of knowledge. Baba, the sun of knowledge. So at the same time, I have to have knowledge, the right time, everything, whatever I will do, it will give benefit to others. And then when the tree is full and the fruit is ripe, you don't need the knife to cut. No violence, no force. Seed becomes separate from the fruit. And the value of the one fruit is much more than the 20 seeds which are in the bag. So why we come here? Because in the soul world, powerful souls who are really valuable, full of all virtues, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, pure, divine, perfect. These souls are becoming best overcoming in the golden age early. They have and they share naturally. So our nature becomes natural when we are able to, being in this world, neutral, incognito effort, patience, and the potential to let go. And also very humble. Traffic control. So seed is humble. Detached, bestower in a sense that from one seed all its potential is in many fruits, and you eat fruit and you can throw the seed away in a rubbish, whatever place. seed will not complain to you. It will grow in the rubbish again into a tree. Its potential is still there, the same, even if you have thrown it away. So, the bestower does not want any praise, but it gives selflessly in abundance with love and detachment. And another tree will grow, another tree will grow for eternity. So you continue to give no matter whatever expectations others have, but you have natural nature. So Brahma Baba followed this. So we are following Father incorporeal and following corporeal Father Brahma, because Shiv Baba's powers became visible: knowledge, love, purity, peace, wisdom, truth, benevolence, bestower of happiness when he came in corporeal. And Brahma Baba did not take any credit to it that he is giving. He says, Baba is giving. So when you are giving, it is automatically increasing your power. So Brahma Baba, through his life, he made our life. Through his love, he sustained us. With his forgiving nature, he accepted us, whatever we were, whatever we are, and encouraged and empowered us by reminding us our original qualities and appreciating first our good qualities in us, and then made us realize where you have reached. So he gave us a very powerful mirror of our both stages, Avyakta Bap Dada, practical example. Whenever he came in every Avyakta Murli, first it's very powerful vibrations of silence. His drishti, without speaking, works like an injection of energy, and the words he speaks of appreciation of everyone, what he is seeing, sparkling forehead with three lines or three stars or seated on Baba's heart throne. And then gradually he makes us understand how we were highest stage have fallen, and then we have to uplift ourselves. So bestower of divine intellect. So he is the sun of knowledge, which makes us see without any defaming us, without blaming us, with great love, reminding us, contrast how beautiful you were and how still hidden beauty he is seeing. So his good wishes, his good vision, his pure attitude, his benevolent, selfless love make us automatically receive self-respect in us. Baba is son of knowledge, and then is not able, you cannot touch it, but it is touching you from a distance, like the sun. When we are meditating, we are also not seeing. It's not that we are seeing the light, but we are feeling that light of knowledge. We are understanding, our third eye is opened. So light of knowledge make us see our own selves. And he bestowed third eye. It does not mean that here a hole is there, but the third eye of divine intellect. And so, in order to bestow others, spirituality becomes reality by being the embodiment of I am a bodiless soul. And bestower in a sense that when the sun is shining or natural flower is blossoming and giving fragrance, doesn't speak that I give you fragrance. By being fragrant, you can photograph the color, you can check whether it is artificial or real. But fragrance you cannot photograph. Fragrance does not want. But it is touching you. And you say, oh, what a beautiful flower. How fragrant it is. But still, without any discrimination, thus another aspect of bestower is that detached being with full of quality and without giving without any discrimination of someone. Flowers do not have discrimination. If you have the foreigner has come in your garden and say, no, I give only, I am blossoming in Europe and I will give only to European, or I am best blossoming in Eastern world and I give only there, or I am in India, I give. No, there is no limitation. There is equal power of the sun, dispelling the darkness and giving the might. At the same time, being far, giving the power, so bestower does not have to hold your hand and give you power, but being itself, being the power. So when I am real being, human in human body, being peaceful, being loveful, being pure, being powerful, being forgiver, giving and forgetting, the embodiment in the body, embodiment. So God became, remain always bodiless, but Brahma became the embodiment of God's qualities. All the time reminding us, encouraging us, and creating enthusiasm in us, advising us, and with so much patience. Same thing every day. And we human being, if tell someone sometimes two, three times, we get angry. Why don't you hear me? We feel insult. But God is beyond praise and insult. Doesn't matter if some people say, oh God, you are cruel. You have taken my son away. You didn't save my business. Why, you are almighty, why didn't you do this for me? Totally detached and yet constantly benevolent. So soul conscious, being conscious of my purity, my peace, my love, my happiness, my wisdom, my truth. In the body, it means through my behavior, automatically, through drishti, through smile, through natural nature, a fragrant flower gives fragrance without asking. The sun shines without asking. So on one side, his son is very visible, but at the same time, Baba's knowledge is very deep. His praise is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of love, the ocean of purity, the ocean of happiness, unlimited. So there is no limitation and totally detached in a sense. You can touch it, but it will remain detached. You swim, dive deep in it, come out, ocean will not catch you. You walk, okay, you are getting fresh air. He would not say, why don't you enjoy the swimming in me? I have so much coolness in me. There are plenty of wealth inside. You use the benefit of it or not, and yet is unlimited in every aspect. So when we become like Baba, the incognito server and selfless, benevolent being, Baba, and Brahma Baba, giving everything and being trustee. Nothing belongs to me. Brahma Baba doesn't take any credit of doing all these things. He says, you are, Baba is giving, I am only an instrument. So when this consciousness is there, then Shiv Baba becomes the bestower, and his qualities are actually the bestower. So in essence is, when I make spirituality into reality, when spirituality becomes reality in my life, automatically it begins to give the taste to others. It is not giving a blessing, may you live long, may you be wealthy, may you be healthy. But he is giving us a method how to become. How to be healthy, be bodiless. How to be wealthy, continue to enjoy and play with the jewels of knowledge. How to be happy, maintain contentment. How to be bestower, be merciful and loveful and forgiver. So godly qualities make us bestower and selfless and unlimited. So as there is another interview and later on other session begins at the same time, in essence is whether you follow Brahma Baba, surrender everything, nothing belongs to me. Conqueror of attachment, conqueror of ego, bodiless, viceless means virtuous, and at the same time, egoless. So bodiless, viceless means virtuous. When vices are not there, what is in the soul? In the soul are all virtues. Deities are viceless, but they are all virtuous. Completely viceless. 16 celestial degrees complete. Full of all the virtues. So then their statue is also bestowing the blessings. We go in front of their statues, in front of non-living, and ask for blessings. So Baba says, you become a statue. Detached. Let your vision give blessings, let your face give blessings, let your smile give blessings, let your blessing should, vibration should give blessings. So it means natural, when we make godly qualities and Brahma follow Brahma Baba, we become natural bestower. bodiless, viceless, egoless, full of all virtues, embodiment of godly qualities, and following Father Brahma and becoming avyakt with incognito efforts. Then the power is also incognito, which is giving blessing to others. Om Shanti. That's why Baba says, give blessings, receive blessings. Give blessings, receive blessings. Means give happiness to others. Your every action, your every thought, your every act should bless others. It is not with the hand, but it is a hand. It's a patience, hand is cooperation, hand is support. Not like this, but using the hand in different ways. Cooperation, support, protection, and patience. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It's a great pleasure to be here, and in the program it's written Rainer from Aus, and that means Australia, but I'm not from Australia, I'm from Austria, and there's no kangaroos, and also English is not my native language. We speak German in Austria, and that's why please forgive me if I make some mistakes in English. So it's a great pleasure to have Didi here with us. And we have one brother in Vienna. He is 87, and he met Mama. And he regrets most that when he met Mama, he comes from Punjab. At that time, another teacher went to see Baba, and he was not so much impressed. So he said, it's not worth to go to see him. So he never went to see him, and this is his biggest regret, because he met Mama, but he did not meet Baba. And we have the fortune to have Didi here, who met Baba, Brahma Baba, personal.
And Mama.
And Mama also. And this is a great source of achievement now for all of us, that we have someone who experienced all this life. And so I have a question to Didi, and that question is, Baba said recently in the Avyakt Molis that Brahma Baba had given us a great gift, and that great gift was the three words incorporeal, viceless, and egoless. So egolessness is included normally in viceless, but Baba said it extra, so maybe Didi could relate to all of us what it means that this egoless was brought up extra by Brahma Baba in his last blessings for all of us. Could you understand?
Yeah. Because when we imbibe divine virtues, we begin to compare ourselves. I can do this, why can't you do this? We begin to criticize, we begin to become more, in fact, becoming more virtuous, complaining about others, defaming others. So, in fact, it means my ego. When ego is there, I will compare my virtue with the weakness of others. Mm-hmm. And also, I will always criticize others, why you are not doing this, I can do, why not you can do this. So okay. Egoless is that nothing belongs to you. That's why I said the seed is egoless. You eat the fruit and you throw in a rubbish area, the seed once again grows with its full qualities. So God is beyond praise and defamation. So Brahma Baba went before, beyond praise and defamation, but actually make everyone see their specialities. That's why he's egoless.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Then maybe another question. Just what happens when the soul leaves the body? There is different religious practices that normally they say you should not burn the body before the 13th day. So I would like to hear from Didi in which way we can understand what exactly happens when the soul leaves the body.
By force or by natural?
Natural.
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 So in fact, the soul leaves the body. It is never said body left the soul. Soul left the body. So it is time.
But does it go out immediately and
instantly
to the next body?
Yes, Baba,
even
yes.
If it's in London, if it's
Baba
here.
Baba said, if your karmic account is in London and you left the body here, it is faster than a rocket. Fastest energy it will take there, because the new dress is ready. Leaving the body means change of four things only. First thing is change of dress. The soul was wearing these clothes to play act on this world stage. So it is change of dress. Now, our relationship was only with the dress, not with the soul. As soon as the soul leaves the body, we are thinking of his day of cremation. Earlier the better. In India they burn the same day.
Same day?
Same day, before the sunshine, before the sun sets.
So then these rituals which are in other beliefs and religions are not connected to truth.
But incarnation is already, actually, the 4 months before the body in fetus is ready. Mm-hmm. And then between 4th and 5th month,
it just goes.
Then the child, the soul enters. So these 4 months is the soul gradually preparing or pulled by past relationship, or pulled by new brains. So it is a struggle going on. Sometime this and sometime other side is pulling, and sometime this is pulling. And at the same time, it has to clear the karmic account as well. So soul leaves the body, not the body leaves the soul. And
that's
takes
true.
Another body. So it means another body is another place. Dress is changed, because dress we burnt and finished. No relationship with the soul. It was only relationship with the body. If relationship was with the body, we should have kept the body. Why we bury and burn it?
So does it mean that then the soul is not observing the scene of the cremation situation?
No.
No,
in fact,
it's gone.
Feeling can be there. Mm-hmm. So the second thing is address is changed.
Address has changed.
So now we cannot follow where the person is gone. We followed, tried to follow where Mama would have taken the body, because Baba said she will take birth in a royal family, and some thought maybe Nepal is a kingdom still.
Bhutan, some
maybe
thought
Mama
Bhutan.
Is there.
Yes.
Mama says no, in this way is not. So address is changed, and if we have to connect our good wishes, pure, powerful thought, loving and blissful thought, we need to connect the main central office. And then our good wishes will reach through them. This is why we offer bhog in the name of the soul to Baba and meditate, remembering God in between to give the power.
Mm-hmm.
So it is address change. Third thing is, this world is a drama. The soul had taken the dress Now the role is changed. Might be grandmother, grandfather of someone, and now became a baby of others. Given sustenance to others, now time to enjoy the life of the child. Being a baby, comfortable. So role changed. Fourth thing is, soul carries the sanskaras with itself. As man, buddhi and sanskar, mind, intellect and sanskaras, more power is in sanskaras to express. So the soul gets a new company, job in a new company. So new environment gets the parents. Parents become happy to see the child, and child is happy to see the parents, or this quality is automatically visible. So, in fact, 13 days in India, it is called Tera. So, to change the environment of sorrow, for 13 days, they keep spiritual gathering, they do satsang, they keep the light on, because the light is gone, the life is gone. And so the memorial of bhakti is they keep the candle light on, because the soul was light.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, Tera is in Hindi, means who was mera, mine, is not anymore mine. Through realization, the soul is gone, body we have burnt, now it is, this belongs to you, means to someone else.
Can you just relate, because you said a natural leaving the body, then there must be also an unnatural leaving of the body. Hmm. What happens then?
Yeah. If by force person leaves the body,
yeah,
then it is karmic account is created with the matter, with the body. Because you force yourself to finish that costume. So matter, the body was the baby of the elements. Body was not created, soul is not created by the parents. And all my features and costume is not created organs by my parents. It's the property of nature. And so the elements then take revenge. So the soul goes in the womb, but before taking birth, it's called stillborn. She doesn't take birth. The body does not take the body immediately. Then another body prevails. So this consciousness keeps biting inside. And this is why they say, in the womb, you have punishment, you have been in prison. This realization to the soul is there. Because you left the old relation, you don't have the new relation, you have no security. And soul is bodiless, everything becomes clear to re-see your film, what you have played. And so then, matter gives punishment in a sense, that the body, until this realization is clear, thoughts are traveling, but not the soul. The soul, they invite the soul which is gone, but Baba says, soul does not come, only projection takes place. Mm-hmm. So it is, people had this kind of art, this is also education, they project like going into past birth, and that past birth is related in the same way, emerging the picture of the person in front of this, or reminding some kind of scene through the priest, but soul itself cannot come back.
Okay.
Because impure soul does not have power to do anything, but thoughts, vibrations, that is what is causing problem.
Mm.
Psychology. Yes.
Okay. But does it mean that when someone cannot go immediately into the body, then he is a so-called spirit, a ghost?
Yeah, they call it. So spirit is wandering. If wandering and she becomes so powerful, should be best over, not causing trouble and torture. So it is the sanskaras of the soul that are actually so powerful that other person can catch it and their karmic account is settled in this way.
Okay. Interesting. But does it mean that when people get attacked from spirits, it's not human souls?
Yeah.
Is it human souls or not human souls?
No, it be human souls, but with old sanskaras are still so powerful. Past account is so powerful. Might be it's my own past, 10 birth past, 2 birth past, my own self, which I had done good or bad. So I am now, when I am bodiless, then this connection with the new body is causing, that's why, dual personality. So it becomes a sickness in the physical way, the doctor defined in this way.
I see. Wonderful. Yeah. Wow. So
schizophrenic, it is called. Psychological effect. Yeah.
Okay, then. Is there a particular method where we can protect ourselves from such spirits, except remembrance?
Of course. Baba says, keep my company. Companion, keep me your companion. And my company. Companion means Baba is with me all the time. So I don't have fear. I don't have that power and confidence within myself. Baba is my companion, holding my hand, not this hand, hand of my intellect. And I am holding hand of Shrimat. So Baba is my companion. Wherever I am, Baba is with me. It means Baba's power, Baba's love, Baba's knowledge, Baba's blessings, Baba's protection. All these things are with me. And then company means the godly qualities are protecting me. That's the company. And then when I keep these two things, the power of knowledge, the power of purity, the power of peace, the power of love, the power of contentment, the power of tolerance, Brahman power and godly power, that's company with which I'm working. My job is that Baba's powers are my company in my everyday action. And then Baba says, I become your canopy. Companion, company, and canopy. Then we can protect ourselves.
Okay.
But it became, nowadays, evil sanskaras, greed, possessiveness. It became for some people profession to call it black magic and earn money and take the benefit from both parties. The one who do wrong thing to others, they get money from them as well. And to whom they say, claim that I will remove your influence, get money from them as well. It's greed and corruption.
Okay.